الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد. First let me begin by thanking the brothers behind this conference and also the brothers here at Masjid al-Farooq for hosting me and the other brothers who are here for this event. Indeed, it brings a Muslim great pleasure to discuss such a noble topic as the companions of the Prophet of Allah radiallahu anhum wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama. I typically don't travel, especially in during the semester time, but when I was invited to come to talk about the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I could not only but find myself to reciprocate to the invitation. The topic which I was asked to address this morning or this afternoon has been entitled "The Readiness of the Companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Following Allah and His Messenger." And I have divided the topic into three parts. The first part is a discussion of some of the Quranic verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Prophet and addressed the companions, commanding them to obey Allah azza wa jal and to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second part of the talk will be discuss some of the reasons as to why the Prophet's companions were such in terms of their dealing with Allah's commandments and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, I'll conclude by giving some examples of the companions' readiness in terms of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Allah's commandments. Now, Allah in the Quran, in many passages in the Quran, He addresses the believers with His words, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. And these verses, while of course they are addressing all the believers, all those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time of their revelation until the end of time, however, they were first and foremost addressing the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As when those verses were sent down from Allah azza wa jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, the address was first and foremost toward the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. Yes, it does include the rest of the Ummah from their time until the last remnants of this Ummah, those who will be with Isa ibn Maryam a.s. and those thereafter. But first and foremost, the address is directed toward the Prophet ﷺ and his companions because they were those who had Iman when these ayat were sent down. And if we look at these ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, not only do we help, it will help us understand as to how the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, reacted to the commandments of Allah and to the commandments of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also it provides for us a benefit in that it teaches us how we should act. For it's while it is good for us to know how the Sahaba were, this increases our faith and increases our trust in them and so forth, but the main purpose of mentioning them is so that we may follow their similitude. And so therefore, by beginning with these commandments of the Qur'an, which were sent down specifically to them, and by extension including us and all of the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ until the Day of Judgment, as I mentioned, we understand how their attitude was, and also we learn ourselves on how our attitude should be. So let's take some of these ayat from the Quran. We find one ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah in the Qur'an, O you who believe, again the address is to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions initially, and by extension to the rest of us. Enter into a sin, holy. And I'll explain what the word sin means momentarily. So here is a command. O you who believe, addressed being to the Prophet ﷺ, his companions, and then to us by extension, enter into a sin holy and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. For indeed he is a clear enemy unto you. So what is this sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet ﷺ and his companions to enter wholly into it? And also not to follow the footsteps of Satan, who is an avowed enemy or a clear enemy unto them. The sin is, as the scholars of the Arabic language have explained, it means to submit. And it means to sort of be compliant. So submission and compliance, and being rectifying oneself with Allah's commandments, all of this enters into the word as-sin. So it's the religion of Islam in reality. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands the believers, the companions first and foremost, and us by extension, that they should enter into Islam, into Allah's commandments, into obedience to Allah azza wa jalla, into compliance with Allah's regulations and that of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Into rectifying themselves so that it's in agreement with Allah's words and with the words of His Prophet ﷺ, wholly. Not partially. Not part of them and leaving yet part of theirs to their own desires or their own opinions or so forth. And at the same time, they should avoid following the footsteps of Satan. For Satan is an avowed enemy unto them. Let's take a second example. In Surah Al-Imran, in the following surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions first and foremost, and us by extension, says, "O believers, fear Allah." We should maybe say, show taqwa unto Allah. And then I'll explain what the word taqwa means. Show taqwa unto Allah as He deserves, as His taqwa should be deserves. And do not die except as Muslims. And the taqwa, in the Arabic language, means to place between you and something a barrier. And so then in the sense that a taqwa to Allah, as what here means to place between you and Allah's anger and wrath and punishment a barrier. So here the ayah is saying for the believers, being the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, first and foremost, and then us by extension, that they should place a barrier between Allah's anger and Allah's wrath. And between them and that. And that barrier should be as deserving of Allah, whose wrath is such that none punishes like Him. And that they should be ascertained that they do not die except in a state of submission unto Allah. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ Do not die except as Muslims. Islam being that's pure submission unto Allah. So here we find another command from the Quran. Let's take a third command. From the Quran. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, that being the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions first and foremost, and then us by extension. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اطيعوا الله واطيعوا الرسول. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. وأولي الأمر منكم. And those who are in charge of your affairs. فإن تنازعتم في شيء, if you differ in anything, فردوه إلى الله والرسول. Refer it back to Allah and His Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ If you truly believe in Allah and in the last day, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ That is best for you. وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا And it is a better conclusion of your affairs. In other words, the dispute will come into a better end when you do that. The correct end. The best way to conclude the affairs. So here in this ayah, again, we find a Quranic prescription to the Prophet ﷺ and his companions and to us by extension, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the believers to obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And also those who are placed in charge of them. Now, ulil amri minkum, it refers to the scholars, it refers to the rulers, it also refers to anybody who is in charge of any affair of the Muslims, or whose opinion will bring benefit to the affairs of the Muslims. I mean, this is a generic term. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ If you differ in anything, then refer it back to Allah and His Messenger. And then Allah tells us that this is a condition if you truly believe in Allah and the last day. So that if you do not refer your affairs back to Allah and His Messenger, the implication is that you do not believe in Allah and the last day. It's an indication of unbelief. And that this to do such is better for you, and it will result in a better end to your affairs. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the following surah, the ayah previous that was in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah commands, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, O you who believe, again the address is to the Prophet and his companions, and to us by extension, have taqwa unto Allah, which is to place that barrier between you and Allah's anger and wrath. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ, and seek unto Allah a means which will bring you into His paradise, which will bring you into His pleasure, which will bring you into His happiness with you. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and also struggle, wage jihad. Of course, the jihad here in the most generic sense means any sort of effort, but specifically here it refers to fighting in the cause of Allah, fi sabilihi. And then if you're to do this, if you're to place this barrier between you and Allah's anger and seek a means that brings you closer to Allah, and then add to that waging jihad in His path, perhaps you might be successful. The implication is that if you do not place this barrier between you and Allah's wrath, if you do not seek a means to bring you closer to Allah, if you do not wage jihad in the path of Allah, then you will not be successful. That's the understanding of the ayah. Likewise, in the same surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, the believers, and us by extension, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءٍ إِن تُبْدَى لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not ask about things that if you're to ask about them, if it was to make clear to you these matters, it would make you saddened. It will make you feel bad. And the Prophet's companions understood this. So this is why we find, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentions, that he says he praises the companions, of among whom he is one of them, by saying that the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were such that they only asked the Messenger of Allah like 13 questions or 10 questions. You find in the Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ, they ask you. It only occurs about 10 or 13 times. Because they were not one to try to delve into things, but they would respond, as we will see when we finish these passages from the Quran, and we will enter into their how they used to react. And likewise, in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, He says, O you who believe, again the address is to the Prophet's companions and us by extension, respond unto Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. وَاعْلَمُوا, and know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبَهِ, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervenes between a man and his heart. وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and unto him you will be resurrected for judgment. And here the intervention means that a person would be upon guidance, but because he seeks to disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla, so Allah will intervene between what he knows and him acting upon it. So Allah will set him astray. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah after a few ayat says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, again the address is to the Prophet's companions and to us by extension, do not show treachery unto Allah and unto His Messenger. And show treachery towards your covenants, your trust. And you know what you know you have made as forms of your commitments and trust. And as Ibn Abbas has explained, whoever does not obey Allah Azza wa Jalla, gives up one of the things that Allah has obligated upon him, he has shown treachery unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this treachery unto Allah Azza wa Jalla means any form of disobedience enters into treachery unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. Any form of disobedience to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the type of treachery unto the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And likewise, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the same surah again commands the Prophet's companions directly and us by extension by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. That if you show taqwa unto Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a furqan, a criterion by which you can distinguish between truth and falsehood. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, and He will also expiate from you your evil deeds. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and He will also forgive you your sins. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of a Lord of much bounty. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down this ayah to the Prophet's companions and to us by extension, saying,